Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not telling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Are you white? Okay, thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. Just to make sure we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
70.
Thank you. And now please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number 10. Between 0 and 10. Thank you.
10.
And generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say very closely? Somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely.
Very closely.
Thank you. And regardless how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Approve strongly.
Strongly, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Is it improving K-12 public education, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, combating division and racism, reducing crime, protecting abortion rights, border security, creating more jobs and raising wages, or passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people?
Well, there's a whole lot of choices I would pick, but I will say protect Social Security and fight racism.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one we have on the list is Republicans in Congress.
The lowest one you can go.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
I'd say 60.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
100.
Then we have Cornel West.
40.
David McCormick.
Who?
David McCormick.
His name's a Republican guy.
I am not it's sure. That's where I'll, yeah.
Okay, he's a zero with me. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Team Scott.
Who's James Scott?
Tim Scott. T-I-A.
Oh, Tim Scott. Definitely zero.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
100.
Donald Trump.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
And Bob Casey Jr.
100.
Thank you very much. Now, we still know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please just let me know.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Bob Casey Jr. and Republican David McCormick, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please let me know.
Thank Bob you. Casey.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
And would you say it's a lot, some, or just a little?
It's a lot.
Thank you. And what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
A more.
And would you say is much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? If you can, in a few words.
I'm trying to lower the health care costs, medications, creating the jobs that you've been creating.
Thank you very much. Now, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
And would you say it's a lot, some, or only a little?
I say he should be in jail. He's not doing anything. He's not doing anything. Pop system.
Yes, for the purpose of the question, would you say that what you have recently seen, or heard is a lot, some, or only a little?
What I've heard, I heard a lot.
A lot, thank you. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
And would you say somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Thank you. Similar to the other question, what have you seen, read, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? In a few words?
His rhetoric, attacking people.
His rhetoric about what?
Attacking people.
Attacking people. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read you some, or what others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African American community right now? You may choose two. We have a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, Donald Trump getting reelected or getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or stagnant wages and rising costs.
Trump getting reelected. Mm-hmm. And I forgot the other one I was going to say.
Do you need the list again?
Yes. First one is Trump getting reelected. That's a threat.
Yes. Then we have a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or second, wages and rising costs.
Supreme Court rolling back rights.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. This is the last section of the survey. Thank you. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. Growing the U.S. economy?
Joe Biden.
And do you think he would be much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
With Supreme Court ruling, okay, it would be much better without I gotta answer that question again.
Okay, who would be better at dealing with the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
Joe Biden.
And would he be much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden.
Much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Joe Biden.
Much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have fixing the immigration system.
Joe Biden will be much better.
Thank you. And finally, we have rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden's much better.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
And would that make you, that made you somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges relating to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Oh, boy. Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?